Do you ever see someone who's an amazing speaker, but you think to yourself, I could never do a talk like that. It just wouldn't be me. Well, that's probably true. Each of us has our own unique style of presenting information, drawing on our background experiences, using the skills we've developed along the way. And even though we each have our own unique voice and spoken image, there are some commonalities among certain types of speakers. So today we're kicking off a mini-series about speaker archetypes. I believe there are four main archetypes that encompass the general landscape of all speakers. And that's not to say one archetype is better than the other, right? They all have their benefits, they all have their potential risks, and they all have their ways to capitalize on those strengths to be able to get your message across in the best way possible. So for today's episode, we are kicking off with the motivator. Let's get right into it. Welcome to Her Spoken Image. I'm April Lokar, founder of Semi-Conventional and Thought Leadership Consultant. Are you ready to make a greater impact using your unique perspective? I know what it's like to realize you're in the middle of your career and want to create a new path. I've pivoted from school teacher to corporate trainer to entrepreneur with lots of lessons learned along the way. If you want to use your authentic voice to speak up with confidence, you're going to love it here. Each episode, you'll get actionable tips to master public speaking like a pro while honing your spoken image so your message comes through loud and clear. And we'll do all this through a semi-conventional lens that blends a little tradition with a lot of feminist perspective. Sound good? Then let's get into it. The motivator is what I think comes to mind for most people when you say public speaker, or I'm a speaker, or I've done keynotes. They think of motivational speakers. Motivators are known for their energy, their enthusiasm, and overall kind of just their ability to inspire and encourage others to take action. In fact, probably the majority of TED Talks use the motivator as the archetype for what they're channeling when they're giving their talk. So think about motivational speeches that you've heard in the past. It probably is somebody that has a really powerful presence, and they're probably captivating your attention, giving some sense of urgency or possibility to what they're talking about. Usually, these types of speeches are also filled with lots of compelling stories or actionable advice, and that's the kind of thing that pushes people to move beyond their own limitations, tackle their goals head on. You know, people that have been through struggles or, you know, situations that we would look at and say, oh, I can't believe they came back from that. Those tend to be people we see as motivational speakers, right? They inspire us. So how do you know if you are the motivator as your speaker archetype? Think through your energy level and the way you deliver things. Are you really passionate when you deliver your talks? Do you have super high energy? Are you giving everything to the audience and really being able to inspire them and give a call to action? These types of speakers could be you. If you use persuasive language and powerful stories, they could be personal stories or powerful stories in general. It doesn't have to be personal storytelling, right? And a lot of times motivational speakers do use their own, you know, personal setbacks as fuel for their speech, but it doesn't need to be a personal story. It can be a story about something they experienced somewhere in the world, and maybe they went on a trip and they saw something happen, or maybe they read about something and it really impacted them. So thinking about yourself as a speaker, are those the types of things that you're doing as part of your public speaking? If so, this might be your archetype. Now, there's some benefits to being the motivator, right? You are someone who engages and energizes the audience very quickly. You don't need icebreakers. You are the icebreaker, right? You can encourage listeners to take an immediate action. And that is often where the motivator is most useful, because you can talk to somebody and get them to take action right away. So if you're that person that you talk to somebody and they're like, oh my gosh, this is such a big deal, let me call my congressperson, right? That's, you're the motivator for sure. And this can also lead to really high impact outcomes. So if you are talking to a group and you're trying to get them to buy into a cause or open their wallets because maybe it's a fundraising event, right? You are the person that can really make a difference when it comes to your speaking. There's also some risks, or we'll say cautions, to being the motivator. Sometimes the motivator can come across as the salesperson. And I mean that in like the negative stereotype that we hear salespeople. I think sales is great. I think everybody should be better at sales. But when it comes to the motivator, sometimes it can come across as style over substance and not maybe having as much to back up what you're talking about. It's a little more razzle dazzle and you are, you know, really inspiring people. But if you aren't careful, people can walk away from your talk and say, well, what did they really say? Like, they got me feeling motivated, but what else now? One area where we see this caution is with, you know, conventions for MLMs and things like that. They get a lot of motivation behind the speakers at these conventions and really get people bought into this MLM. And it can be really dangerous. If you're in an MLM, don't come at me. We can talk, DM me, and we'll talk it through. But all things considered, that's something that tends to happen at big conferences like an MLM conference. Another risk is that you may overwhelm or alienate a more reflective audience member. So if you are inspiring people to take action and really bringing the energy to that talk, if there's people in the audience that want information and they want to mull it over and they want to be a little more reflective, this could put them a little off. Now, again, that's not to say you shouldn't be this person or this type of speaker. It's just something to consider when you maybe are going into an audience where you know there's a lot of deep thinkers that want time to reflect. Now, there's a strategic way that you can use the motivator archetype in your speeches, keynotes, even on your social media, if you're going live or recording reels or things like that. And even if the motivator isn't your natural speaking archetype, incorporating elements of it into your spoken image can significantly enhance your impact, especially in the right circumstances. So there's three solid strategies you can start implementing this week to channel the motivator into your communications. Number one is incorporating powerful calls to action. At the end of any of your communications, whether it is spoken or written, if it's an email, if it's a meeting, have a compelling call to action at the end. This is something that a lot of people use in a sales context, but it's effective in any context. Your call to action should inspire your audience to take a specific step or to make a change. So be explicit about what you want them to do next and why it's important. For instance, if you are finishing up a presentation, you might say, let's commit to this action by this time frame to achieve this result, and together we can make a difference, right? Now that's kind of cheesy, kind of lame, but you see the point. Even if you're using that framework in an email communication, you can say, let's make a decision today in order to move forward with this project. That way we can make a difference, right? There's a lot of context that you can put behind that. But again, a powerful call to action not only clarifies the next steps, but it also gives your audience a sense of purpose and direction, and it motivates them to act. The second strategic way that you can use the motivator archetype is using storytelling to inspire. Now, we have talked a lot about storytelling. If you are not a regular listener, go back. There's a whole lot of episodes about storytelling. But using storytelling specifically to inspire is really strategic characteristic of the motivator. So sharing a brief, impactful story that illustrates the change or the action that you might be advocating for, that could be a personal anecdote, some historical example, or if you got the book, I Never Metaphor, I Didn't Like, it could be an example from that, right? Or something hypothetical entirely. The key here is to make it relatable and to highlight the journey from like a challenge to a solution or some type of triumph. So when you're preparing for any speaking opportunity, whether this is something as simple as a meeting or a keynote, think of a story that really embodies the message you're trying to convey and weave it into your talk. If you need to know how to weave it into your talk, listen a couple episodes back and we'll walk you right through it. Now, why this works is we've talked again about stories not just being engaging, but using a story to inspire allows your listeners to see themselves in that narrative and makes the desired action achievable. And that helps people to take action because they're inspired to, you know, emulate that success that you've depicted with your example. So storytelling to inspire is a really great thing that you can practice tomorrow. The third strategy to implement the motivator archetype is to elevate your energy and enthusiasm. So even on a virtual call where maybe you don't even have your video on, right? You can elevate your energy and your enthusiasm. The stale, typical advice is to stand up while you are giving a presentation. I honestly hate this garbage. I think it's the worst advice ever because when I stand up to give a presentation, I immediately get tired and I just want to sit down. So take what you know gives you energy and enthusiasm. Even now, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. I'm leaning forward as I'm talking and I'm using my hands because that gives me energy. And I'm kind of talking with my hands, so I look a little crazy sitting here by myself doing this, but it's giving me energy to put into this audio for you. So how you implement this yourself is before your next speaking opportunity, really take a moment and boost your energy in whatever way works for you. You can Google a whole list of stuff. Again, a lot of it's lame and I honestly think kind of stupid, but some of those things really work. And if it seems like something that doesn't work for you or that you just don't want to try yet, just move on to the next thing on the list, right? But when you are bringing a little bit of extra energy into your speaking, it can make all the difference. Sometimes it's as simple as visualizing the thing that you're really passionate about in relation to your topic, and then you can carry that energy into your delivery. If it's something where it's a topic that you are really passionate about, this becomes like your superpower in a presentation. If it's something that really fires you up, right? If it's a maybe political issue that you're speaking on or something that you just care deeply about and you know that you get a little fired up talking about this, that's great, right? That's going to help you to use those dynamic gestures, vary your vocal pitch if you can, and show that genuine enthusiasm for your subject matter. And the reason this works is energy is contagious. So by ramping up your own energy levels, you're going to naturally energize your audience and make them a lot more receptive to your message and generally just motivated to take action. People that we see as public figures that fit into this motivator archetype, you can probably name off five without even really thinking about it. People like Tony Robbins or Oprah, Simon Sinek, Mel Robbins, there's all these people that fit into this category because they are inspiring action. They are motivating you. I mean, granted, Tony Robbins is sort of like the godfather of motivational speakers because I think he's been around for so long that that's how we all know him. And even Oprah, right? As she has grown her career over the years, she went from, you know, talk show host, which I grew up watching, into someone that is truly a motivational speaker and gives these gems everywhere that she goes. And someone like Simon Sinek, right? His TED Talk is one of the most watched TED Talks ever. And it's not even a very good quality TED Talk, right? This was from a long time ago. But it's motivating leaders and organizations to find their purpose, and it inspires action. And Mel Robbins, with her famous 5-second rule, she gives a dynamic approach to motivation, right? She's giving you a very straightforward tip and tool to help people take action and change their lives. So think about the people that you like listening to. Maybe it's people on a podcast and you're listening to them and going, wow, this is really like, I'm going to do something about this finally. They're probably using the motivator archetype. So think about this as you're scrolling through social media, listening to talks, taking courses, all of those types of things, and pull in those three strategies, right? Of implementing a powerful call to action, using storytelling to inspire, and elevating your energy and your enthusiasm. That will make a huge difference, even if the motivator is not your natural way of being as a public speaker. Next time, we're going to be talking about the next speaker archetype. If you know my background, this one is a little bit near and dear to my heart because it is the teacher. And even though I'm not technically a teacher anymore, it is still something I'm really passionate about. In the meantime, if you are the motivator archetype, or if you incorporate any of these strategies into your stuff that you're doing this week, send me a DM or an email, april@semiconventional.com. I want to know how it's going for you and where you're using these strategies. Till next time. Before you go, thanks for listening. Hit that subscribe button, then leave a review so other aspiring thought leaders can find the show and hone their spoken image too. That's it for today. And remember, I'm rooting for you.